The numbers from ATRA Communications Director Darren McKinney sound shocking. More than a quarter of asbestos cases filed nationwide are filed in Madison County, which is home to just 268,000 people.
And roughly 90% of the plaintiffs with cases pending in Madison County not only have no connection to the county, they have no connection to the state of Illinois.
And when Michael Angelides, a managing shareholder at the Simmons Law Firm, says he files 200 to 300 cases a year in the county on behalf of people who say they got sick because of asbestos,
that is approximately half of the cases that we file.
It's easy to wonder if the Tort Reform Association is onto something. Not at all, says Angelides.
They like to put out a lot of press that it is not a good deal. The proof is in the pudding. The cases are filed here. The defendants could move to dismiss or transfer the cases at any time, and the proof is that they don't do that.
Angelides' firm made national headlines in 2003 when it secured the largest asbestos-related verdict for a single plaintiff in history, $250 million. That was the last time a corporation lost an asbestos case in Madison County, and just a tiny fraction of cases filed even go to trial. The rest are settled. Attorney Jeff Hebrank has defended corporations against thousands of asbestos cases since he joined the firm of Hepler Broom in 1988. He says those clients have always gotten a fair shake, and that's why he hesitates to call Madison County a judicial hellhole, which to him implies rogue judges and runaway juries. But that doesn't mean Hebrank believes all is right in the county's civil courts.
The plaintiffs are looking for a place, essentially, these days, to get quick trial dates. And I think that's probably the main attraction.
Illinois' so-called rocket docket means that the terminally ill, like many with asbestos-related illnesses, can get a case from filing to trial in 6 months. Hebrank understands why it exists, but says it includes cases that it shouldn't.
They take too much time, and maybe the people aren't really as sick as they claim. These cases are multi-million dollar cases, and they're very expensive, lots of experts. It is very burdensome to have to work up many cases on a short string.
And in many instances, neither the plaintiff nor the company they're suing has any connection to Illinois. But Hebrank says there are a lot of reasons not to move the cases elsewhere.
If the cases were going to be dismissed and go away, that'd be one thing. But we know that they're going to move to another jurisdiction. They're going to have to be dealt with someplace. So the clients and lawyers are trying to figure out how to do that most cost-effectively.
That attitude proves to Ed Murnane of the Illinois Civil Justice League that Madison County deserves to be called a judicial hellhole.
For them to say, well, that's not going to do us any good, that's a cop-out on their part, and that's an indication that the system itself overall is lacking in justice and lacking in fairness.
Eventually, Murnane says, attorneys are going to run out of asbestos cases to litigate. But as long as the current system is in place, something will fill the void. Defense attorney Jeff Hebrank is already seeing that happen. He says a law firm based in New York has filed nearly 800 lung cancer cases in Madison County over the last 2 years. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio and The Beacon.